Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone listening to this show, my name is Karen Marie Campbell. I am a licensed practitioner of Science of the Mind, a certified transformational coach, as well as a certified spirit guide coach. My co-host is Monica Bickerstaff Riley. She is a certified holistic health practitioner and a holistic health coach, specializing her expertise as a clinically trained certified aromatherapy and a master herbalist. You are listening to our show, which airs once a month on Blog Talk Radio, titled Ask the Aromatherapist. And what I'm excited about is that this show, celebrating the love, the joy, the peace, and the sexiness that we all are. And Monica, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Karen Marie. Namaste and good morning to you. And namaste to my beautiful soulful spirits listening out there. I am excited and thrilled about this show today. It's on one of my favorite topics, which is love and love potions.
I love it. I love potions.
Yes. And I want to, I feel like right about now, all of us, all we need is love. If we show love to ourselves, if we open our hearts to give love to others and to receive love from others, then we will be happier individuals. So I would like to help you all with your happiness by spreading some love and showing you how you can create a more loving environment, beginning with yourself and your inner peace and self-love, and then extending to a loving environment with your couple, with your partner, with your families, and in your home. So how does that sound, Karen?
It sounds so divine. I love it.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so I want everybody, all of you, grab a pen, paper, your wellness journals, get snuggled down under your favorite fuzzy comforter, and are you ready to brew up some love? I know I am. First, as always, let's begin with our Ujjayi cleansing breath. And today I'm going to ask you to show yourself a little love. Place your right hand over your heart and your left hand at the base of your spine, your sacral chakra. Sit up straight with your shoulders back and your feet firmly grounded. And you're going to breathe from your lower diaphragm. So you're going to breathe from your root chakra and you're going to deeply inhale and exhale. And again, inhale and exhale. This will help you clear all of your chakras, which are your energy meridians, so that you can get your love juices flowing and receive all the love that's getting ready to come to you. One more time. Inhale and exhale. All right, now we're ready. My self-care loving blend today that I'd like to share with you is I have a blend of jasmine, rose absolute, sandalwood, and neroli that is blended in a carrier oil of sweet almond. And I have literally rubbed my body in all of those oils today. So in getting prepared for this call, and I will at the end of the call give you all a little tip about this jasmine oil. Whenever you use jasmine, whether you are female or male, and you have jasmine blended into your love potion, be careful, because jasmine is known as the number one aphrodisiac essential oil. And when you wear it, be careful of what you may attract. That's all I have to say. Now, before we begin, and while you all are still getting your wellness journals and your pens in preparation for the recipes that I'm going to share with you, I want to share a little bit of my story with you. I am your self-proclaimed Fountain of Youth guru, and I am my own brand candy. I have survived a life-transforming autoimmune disease in my body temple, and a life-threatening disease and emotional trauma. I had to learn to stand in my own power of truth and healing and become transparent in my imperfections. And these days, I walk the path of my personal wellness journey in gratitude. I practice a daily Kundalini yoga and mantra, and I also practice reformer Pilates. I eat nourishing, clean, whole foods. I get 8 hours of sleep and one nap, and I walk through life with a great sense of humor and a large dose of sass and a powerful sense of gratitude. I am a holistic health coach with a clinical training as an aromatherapist and a master herbalist, and I call on my intuitive and clinical expertise to diagnose disease, and I recommend natural healing therapies using herbs and essential oils. If you are interested in anything that you hear today, or if you need to review some of the recipes that I'm going to share with you, please feel free to contact me by email at sistersage888@aol.com, or call me or text me at area code 702-219-0084. And please note that any information that I'm sharing with you all today is strictly for your own education, and it is not meant to take the place of any type of medical directives that you are currently receiving. Okay? All right, so let's begin. We all know, just because of a certain fragrance that we might be attracted to, we know that scent plays a major role in how we feel, how we respond to others, our what I refer to as our passion quotient. And we also know that essential oils have, or may have, noticeable effects on our moods and also our physical responses. So I wanted to give you all a brief refresher on how essential oils work so that you can basically understand how these love potions are going to respond with you. Aromatherapy has been around for thousands of years, and it is rooted in the Egyptian culture and civilization. Aromatherapy is both an art and a science. And essential oils work their physical, emotional, and psychological wonders by interacting with our olfactory nerves or entering through our skin. And both of these channels have an immediate effect on our limbic systems in our brains. It only takes 20 seconds for an essential oil, when it is applied directly topically to your skin, it only takes 20 seconds to be absorbed into your bloodstream. So even though we may love the aroma and the sense of essential oils, please remember that these essential oils are medicine. They are nature's medicines, and they may have a specific interaction and reaction to your individual body temple. That's why it's so, so important to seek out and work with someone like myself, who is a certified aromatherapist with a clinical background, so that I can assist you with learning more about essential oils and how they may help to improve your life.
And Monica, if you could just take a moment, because as you know, our philosophy at the Spirit Within You, as well as yours, is how to use essential oils in a way that's respectful to their intention, your intention, and what they do to the body temple. And that's why we always refer our customers to a clinically trained aromatherapist. We do not diagnose or prescribe anything. So can you speak into that a little bit, please?
Yes. It's so important to remember that even lavender, let's take lavender for example. Lavender might seem to be a very mild, innocuous essential oil, but lavender, you must even have some sort of guidance from a certified aromatherapist, even when you're using lavender, because if you are someone who happens to be on some sort of other medications, any one of these essential oils, you may experience contraindications when you are using the essential oils with your regular medications, let's say for maybe high blood pressure or diabetes or hormone replacement therapies. So you must always remember to respect the essential oils and remember that they are medicine. It's not just a fun fragrance for you to just, you know, apply. Know that every time you apply any essential oil to your body, you are affecting the balance of your health. So keep that in mind. And also remember not to apply an essential oil directly out of the bottle to your skin. You may experience an adverse reaction. Peppermint is a hot oil. It's a volatile oil. And if you apply peppermint oil directly to your skin without a carrier oil, you may actually burn your skin. So you must please be careful when you are using essential oils and seek out the wisdom and the expertise and the clinical training of a certified aromatherapist.
Thank you, Monica. And where can individuals listening to the show contact you as a certified clinically trained aromatherapist, where can they find you?
You can find me at sistersage888@aol.com. I love your emails, so that is my email address. Again, sistersage888@aol.com. And I also, you know, I'm an old-fashioned gal. I love to talk to people. So pick up your cell and call me, 702-219-0084. If I don't pick up immediately, please leave your name and a contact number, and I will call you back. I love to talk to people. So,
perfect.
By now, everyone should be ready. You're probably chomping at the bit. You're like, okay, where are these recipes that you've promised us? So I'm going to give you a recipe for a parfum, a recipe for a massage oil, a recipe for you to diffuse. Oh, right. And then I also have an extra added bonus. I'm going to be sharing herbs that are aphrodisiacs with you. I'm going to talk about fidelity. And I'm going to share my sexy smoothie love potion for two. So let's get started. Love potion to increase desire. This is the parfum to increase desire. You will need 10 drops of jasmine essential oil, 10 drops of vanilla essential oil, and 10 drops of sandalwood essential oil. I love to blend this combination in 6 ounces of sweet almond oil. And you can literally wear this as a parfum. It's unisex, so both women and men can wear this as a parfum. And as I mentioned at the top of the call, this one has jasmine in the blend, so be careful what you wish for, because if you're wearing jasmine, you may go out in the public about your business, and you may attract some fleas. So be careful what you wish for. The next recipe that I'd like to share with you is my favorite massage oil, and I call this Binding Love. It is a massage oil. And this recipe, are you ready? 10 drops of ylang ylang, 10 drops of jasmine, and 10 drops of tuberose. This blend, I love to use a grapeseed oil carrier. Grapeseed oil is a wonderful anti-aging oil. It's great if your skin is very dry, if you have age spots, if you have wrinkles, and it also stimulates the circulation in your body. So grapeseed oil is perfect as a carrier oil for any massage oil that you want to create. And always remember with this blend to take extra care and massage this blend into your lover's heart. Okay? Binding love. Massage into your lover's heart. Okay, you all see the connection, right? All right. Now, this next recipe, you will need a diffuser for this. And I recommend invite your intended or the person you're attracted to, invite them into your home for a little sip of something, and have this attraction blend diffused in the atmosphere while you two are sipping. Okay, here we go. 3 drops of patchouli essential oil, 3 drops of lavender essential oil, 3 drops of cedarwood essential oil. Patchouli essential oil is known to boost libido, especially in men. It has a direct effect in boosting the male libido. So that's your patchouli oil. Lavender essential oil calms and soothes the spirit. So you immediately relax when you inhale the aroma of lavender. And cedarwood essential oil is an oil that closely connects with the spirit and stimulates interest and the libido in women. So you see how I've worked this one, right? You have the male libido stimulated, you have everybody relaxed, and you have the feminine stimulated. Diffuse. This is called attraction. Okay? Let me know how it works out for you. I want to also talk a little bit about herbs that are aphrodisiacs. I am a foodie. I am very much into creating and cooking whole food, delicious recipes. I have gluten sensitivity, so I'm always looking for new and creative ways and creative dishes that are healthy for my body temple. And one of my favorite recipes, I have a pasta puttanesca recipe. If you want the recipe, you have to contact me directly, but I will share with you the herbs that I infuse in the sauce. These herbs are aphrodisiacs: sweet basil, thyme, rosemary, and juniper. So if ever you're preparing a meal for your beloved or your intended, please remember, cook liberally. Use sweet basil. Sweet basil is also very good for the blood. It's good for the digestive system. Thyme is very good for your heart. And rosemary is just an all-around body temple tonic. Rosemary is wonderful for the skin. It purifies the blood. It's great for your heart. And it's also good for oral health. So remember, sweet basil, thyme, rosemary. And one herb that we don't use a lot, but that we should use more, is juniper. Juniper is a wonderful herb for keeping your insulin levels balanced. And it also keeps your endocrine system, which are your hormones, in balance. So remember, juniper and fresh juniper, oh my goodness, the fragrance is amazing. So even if you keep grow a fresh juniper plant in your kitchen, the fragrance is just going to be amazing for you. If you are interested in my pasta puttanesca recipe that contains these aphrodisiac herbs, please email me at sistersage888@aol.com. And you can find me on Facebook as Monica Bickerstaff, B as in baby, I-C-K-E-R-S-T-A-F-F. Now, I promised to kind of touch upon a little bit about fidelity. For long-term fidelity, here is a tip. Plant marigolds in the soil upon which your loved one has walked. Plant marigolds in the soil upon which your loved one has walked. Marigolds are a beautiful flower. Marigold tea is wonderful. It is a tonic, pure fire, and it's also wonderful for digestive health. So remember that too about one of the extra added benefits of marigolds. But as I was researching love lore, love potion lore, I came across the story about marigolds for fidelity. I hadn't the slightest idea. I had no idea. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. I live in the deserts, and I know that marigolds grow prosperously here. I've planted marigolds in my front and backyards before, but who knew it had this extra added attractive benefit? I'm going to go out today and get marigolds and plant them all in my front yard and the pathway leading to my front door. He doesn't have a chance. All right. Now, let's talk about the Sexy Smoothie Love Potion. All right. Sexy Smoothie Love Potion. This is fun for two people to make together and then enjoy together. You will need 1.5 cups of unsweetened almond or coconut milk, 1 banana, a large handful of baby spinach, 2 pinches of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon each of maca root powder, raw cacao, and vanilla extract. Add ice to taste or ice to whatever consistency and blend. So that is your Sexy Smoothie Love Potion for two. Did you know, getting back to another, I like to tell stories, love stories, in our folklore, Queen Cleopatra, she was one of our first queens on record, Egyptian queens on record that we know of, who actually used aromatherapy for healing benefits and for beauty benefits. You know what? I just had an epiphany. That's going to be another call. The ancient beauty secrets of some of our ancient queens, such as Queen Cleopatra and Queen Nefertiti, their formulas for beauty for skin and hair are actually documented. So that's some information that I'm going to share with you in a future call.
I'm excited.
I know, right?
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, all of this information is documented. So let's just start getting back to our roots and using what we know is wholesome for our bodies. This is what I speak about when I say I am a holistic health coach. I'm all about the synergy and transformation of your body, mind, and spirit. They all three have to work together, okay? So this story, this is a true love story, rumored to be true about Queen Cleopatra and the love of her life, her soulmate, Mark Antony. Whenever she knew that he was getting ready to come to her palace, right? Okay. She would have her servants line all of the marble pathways. If you can imagine, get the visual. You have huge archways and beautiful inlaid marble and gold floors, okay? She had all of her marble floors lined with fresh red rose petals. She made sure that as he entered her palace on his way to her boudoir, that he was walking along a pathway of red roses. Now, rose, essential oil, roses. We all know the effect that roses have on us when we see them, the soft, velvety petals, the beautiful, vibrant crimsons and oranges and pinks and even the black rose. It's just, it's beautiful. It's mesmerizing. But the aroma of the rose, the aroma of the rose, that is the main essential oil for love. So I think that's all I have. Do we have any calls or anybody asking any questions, Karen?
Yes. I have a Lisa out of Vermont, New York. And so her question is, what can she do to support enhancing the attraction using the aromatherapy of oils on her lover?
Lisa. This is the easiest way to do this, Lisa, is to diffuse, whether you live together or you don't, whenever your lover comes to your home or if you share a home and you get in from work first or vice versa, diffuse oils. A diffuser, it actually works like a home humidifier. And you add the essential oils to the diffuser, and they actually then are part of your environment. It's the aroma, the fragrance is released into the environment. And once your lover inhales those oils from that diffuser, I promise you, it will have a very positive and amorous effect on your lover. Also, the massage oil. Let's get back to good old-fashioned basics of touching our partners and touching ourselves. The massage oil, the recipe that I gave you for the love potion, the massage oil. And if you want to get in contact with me for either one of these recipes again, either for the diffuser or the massage oil, please email me at sistersage888@aol.com or find me on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff. But those are the two sure-fied ways to help that along.
Thank you so much, Monica. I've always learned so much from you each and every show. We're so grateful here at The Spirit Within You that you are our clinically certified aromatherapist, and that you support our customers as well as myself.
Yes.
So thank you for all the work that you do, and I look forward to next month's show. And those
yes.
of you who are listening, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and then you'll know when the shows are up or coming up because there'll be announcements through your email. You could also follow both Monica and I, Karen Marie Campbell at The Spirit Within You, and Monica Bickerstaff Riley. We are on social media, so you can follow us there. And we look forward to your questions. And we also look forward to you telling us your stories about this show and how it worked out for you and your lover.
Yes, so. I love to get letters and emails and phone calls from listeners about, especially about how the love, spread the love and let us know how it's working for you.
Absolutely. And so we are blessing each and every one of you, and we're so grateful to be of service to you today using this vehicle called Blog Talk to enlighten, inspire, and bring an awareness to you that you may not have before the show. So thank you. Peace and blessings. Love you guys. Peace.
Peace and love.